Okay, today is Daf Lamed Beis. We're on Lamed Aleph Lamed Beis, fourth line from the bottom. The Mishnah said that if a guy says I'll save you, I'll go find your lost object, but I want to be paid a seller, which is a lot of money. So the answer is no, you don't have to be paid a lot of money. You have to be paid like a regular worker. Says the Mishnah, Tnanos l'scharo kapoel batel. I'm sorry. First wide line. If a guy says, I lost the seller's pay because I went to find your object, so give me back a seller, you don't have to give him back a seller. You give him back whatever he lost. Tanan, no sin lo scharo kapoel, you give him payment like a poel, bottle, like a poel bottle, like a poel sitting idle. My kapol batel, what does that mean? Like a worker who's sitting idle. I'm Rabbiya. Kapol batel shal osa malacha de batel minei. What it means is a guy he was doing backbreaking work. Now he wants to take a break and do something easier. Less money, but it's easier. It's not batel, it's not sitting idle. He's doing less work. Okay. Next. Im yesham bezdin masna b'fnehem. If there's a bezdin there, you go to the bezdin to decide how much money you want to, how much it's worth for him to go search for your lost object. And from here, we're going to have a little bit of a tangent about having any kind of money be evaluated by bezdin. Isser v'Rav Safra, Isser and Rav Safra offered iska b'hadi adadi. They went into business together. Asal Rav Safra, Rav Safra went ahead. Palag lay below daite de Isser. And he divided up the assets of the partnership without telling Isser. Bape betre, in front of two Edom, in front of two people. Asa lakame de Rabba Bar Rav Huna, came in front of Rabba Bar Rav Huna. Amalei, Rabba Rav Huna said, Zil Isi Tlasa, go bring me three people. Dipagu kamayu, that you divided up in front of. In other words, you didn't go to a Bezdin? He's divided up in front of two unknown people? No. You have to go to in front of Bezdin. Inami or Trey Migoitzlasa. Or two out of the three of the Bezdin. Inami or Trey Sadi, two witnesses, the Palagas Papa Bitlasa. They divided up in front of three people. What's going on here? Amalei Minalach Ha'amalei. How do you know that? How it has to be in front of three people? Ditnan, on the second line of Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. Ditnan. By the way, you can go, Mr. Freud. Go take what you need. Ditnan, because we learned in our Mishnah, Im yei sham bezdin, master b'fneihem. If you have a bezdin, you have to go in front of the bezdin. Ein sham bezdin, if you don't have a bezdin, right? Ein sham bezdin, b'fneihem master shalok hodem. Who are you gonna go in front of? In other words, you have to go in front of a bezdin. Amalei, so Rav Safra answers back, me dummy, is that the same thing? Ha, some demapik mimona mehai umosav lahai. When you're taking it away from one person, you're giving it to another person, being on bezdin. You need a bezdin for that. Aval hacha, but over here, didei shakli, it's mine. It's a partnership. Gilu milsam amahu, betray sakila. All we're doing is dividing up the asset. Not a dispute. Just need somebody to make sure no one's taking anything that I'm supposed to take. I'm not taking away from one and giving it to the other. Teda, you should know that that's true. That nan, because we learned, almana mocheres shalobifne bezin. When almana, right, when her husband dies, so she's to be supported from the estate. She doesn't need a bezin for that. Amale abaya, falav miyit marla, she does need a bezin. It's not true. Didn't we learn about that? Amar of Yosef, Amar Yuni, Amar of Nachman, almana eno tzvicha bezin shalmomchin, Amar tzvicha bezin shalhadiotos. At least she needs a bezin of hadiotos. You're right. She doesn't need a mumchin. So what do you see? Maybe you do need a bezin, even if it's pro forma, even if it's just standard fare. How much is that? Okay, we're going to sell that. You still need a bezin for that. So too, when you're dividing up a partnership, you still need a bezin. When you're dividing up, when you want to go get paid for the mitzvah of a Shavuot Aveda, of course you need a bezin for that. Okay, new Mishnah. Ready? Matzah Berethes. You're walking down. If you're walking, you see an Aveda in a barn. Of course, ain chayev ba. There's no mitzvah of a Shavuot Aveda. Why not? It's not lost. Why did the Mishnah have to say that? Right? The Gemara will say. V'rishut ha-rabim, if it's in the street, chayiv ba. You're chayiv in Hashavas Aveda. Im ha-yisir v'beis ha-kvaros, if it's in a cemetery, the lost item, lo yidmala. Don't go in there if you're a Kohen. Don't become tamei for that. Im amar lo aviv, if your father says to you, hayitame, go become tamei. Let's say your father, you're a kohen. Your father tells me, I'm telling you to go get it. Oh, shiomer lo al tachzir. Or he tells you, don't do that mitzvah. Lo yishma lo, don't listen to him. We know that already, but the Mishnah says it again. Now, there's two things. There are two separate mitzvot in the Torah. One is called, if you see an animal overloaded, help the animal take off the stuff. That's called parak. Parak is taking off. Then there's another mitzvah where the stuff is on the side of the animal, and the guy can't get it onto the animal, he needs help. That's also a mitzvah, that's called ta'an. It's ti'ina and prika. One is taking it off, one is putting it on. We are going to get to the issue of tzar bali chayim. I have to point out, tzar bali chayim does not come up with putting stuff onto the animal. You're going to be hurting the animal. The Gemara doesn't assume that. It's only the animal so crushed with what's already on, that's the issue of tzar bali chayim, take it off, help. So, regarding parak v'tan, there's a whole new thing now, it's no more Shabbos Aveda. Parak v'tan, the mitzvah of taking off and putting on. Parak v'tan, afil av v'chamisha pamim, even if it happens 4 or 5 times. Right? You help the animal, load up the animal, it rolls 2 feet, if something falls off, you have to help, keep on going. Chayev, shenemar, azov to azov, you gotta help. Halach v'yashav lo, if the owner of the animal says, listen to this, v'amar, hal v'alecha mitzvah, so you have a mitzvah, I'll sit here and twiddle my thumbs, and you'll go help my animal. I'm not going to help. It's your mitzvah. Im return chalifro, paruk. If you want to go help, potter. You don't have to do that. You don't have to help, and the owner is sitting there twiddling his thumbs. Shinemar, because it says, imo. With the owner. The owner's also schlepping. Right? The owner's also schlepping. What's it? He's the only one person. Then you have to help. The owner can't sit idly by. Im hayezakeno chola. If he's an old person or a sick person, he can't, then chayev. Then you have to help. Mitzvah min haTorah, says the Tanakhama, mitzvah min haTorah lifrok. It's only a mitzvah to do prika. Only a mitzvah to take off. Avalo liton, but not to put on. We'll explain what that means in the Gemara. Rav Shimon says, no, af liton. Even a mitzvah to put on. That's also a mitzvah. Rabbi Yitzchak Lili says, "Im haya alav yasser el masai, if the burden on the animal is more than it should be, it's not normal amount, then ain zakaklo, you have no mitzvah to help. Shenemar tachas maso, under the burden, masai shiachol la'amidbo. It means a normal burden, a burden that the animal can withstand. If the animal can't withstand that burden, and the owner says, nah, he can do it. Come on, pile it on. No animal could do that. Then you have no mitzvah." Yeah, we're not talking about that. We're talking about the other one. Right? You're going to keep on, the owner says, keep on going. Come on, no animal. You're torturing the animal. You have no mitzvah to help. Two separate mitzvahs. Even though the Tanakhama says only one's a mitzvah, we're going to explain that in a minute. We're going to explain what that means, that for one, it doesn't have to get paid, and for one, you have to pay the guy. That's all it means. Okay. Now, Amar Rava, says Rava, Refes Sha'amru, the Refes, the barn that we said, it's talking about a barn. Eino misa. What? Eino misa. It's such a type of barn where the animal will not stray. Also, the eino mishtameres. But it's not really guarded that well. Okay? She eino misa. How do I know it's eino misa? How do I know it's such a barn that's not really... That the animal won't leave the barn. Middiktani ain't a chayev ba, because I said you're not chayev in the mitzvah. What does that mean? I mean the animal belongs to the barn keeper. Ain't no mishameres, but also it's not really guarded that well. The door is not really locked that well. It might not even be locked at all. Middistrich lemitzni ain't a chayev ba. Since I had to tell me that you're not chayev, right? The isalak hadach mishameres, because if you would think that it was very well guarded barn, hashta mishkacha la abroi ma'ilo lagaboy. The din would be that if you found the animal outside, right? So, ma'ayalo If you found the animal outside, you'd bring it inside. If you found the animal inside, I need you to tell me that you're going to bring it. It's inside already. It must be, it was not really a guarded barn. Shmamina. That's the raya. What? I'm not sure. It must belong to the guy who the animal's in there, no? I imagine I go to your house and I see a painting. Look, I found your painting. It's been there my whole life. Right, I'm not sure. Next. There's a lot to say on this daf. Started late. Shema, we're going to get to it, don't worry. Matzah berefes eino chayiv. If you found the refes, you're not chayiv. Right? We said you're not chayiv because obviously it's in the refes. Amar v'yitzchak, v'hu sh'omedes toch l'tchum. That's talking about that the refes is inside the tchum. Right? Michlal, that the Rishus HaRabim, that in the Rishus HaRabim, afilu betoch tchum nami chayiv. That even if it's in the tchum, he's still chayiv. Ikad demaftila asefa. Some say this is going on the seifa. But Rishus HaRabim chayiv ba. That in the Rishus HaRabim you're chayiv. Amar Rav Yitzchak hu ameres chutz l'tchum. That's only if it's outside the tchum. Michlal. What do you see from here? The berefes. That if we're talking about a refes, afilu ameres chutz l'tchum, nami ein a chayiv ba. You're not chayiv. Fine. Okay, here we go. Here comes the, here we go. Bebeis HaKfaros lo yitamala. If you walked in at just the perfect time, because the Mishnah had said that if you're a Kohen and the Aveda is in a cemetery and your father tells you, go get that Aveda in the cemetery. You don't listen to him. He's telling you to do an Aveira, telling you to become Tameh. Or you're not a Kohen and your father tells you, ooh, you found a good item. Don't return that. Again, you don't listen to him. You don't listen to him. There's no Isser. You have to do it. Unless it's Yontif. By the regel. Otherwise, there's no Isser. Yeah, you're going to have to do it. Yes, if you're not a Kohen, you're going to have to go into the cemetery. Yes. Tanar Banan. Menayin Shem Amal Aviv Lo. Shem Amal Lo Aviv Heitame. If your father tells you, I want you to become Tame. Oh, Shem Amal Lo. Or he tells you, Al Tachzir. Don't return that item. Keep it. Shalo Yishmalo. How do we know you don't listen to your father? Shenemar, because it says, Ish Imo V'Aviv Tira'u. Right? Ish imo v'aviv tiro, fear your father and your mother, ves shabsos tishmoru, and keep my Shabbos. So, when you have an issue of listening to your father, or keeping Shabbos, in other words, if your father tells you not to keep Shabbos, or not to do a Shabbos Aveda, or to become Tamei, who wins? Ani Hashem. I win, says Hashem. So don't listen to your father if he tells you to do an Aveira. Kulam chayavim bechvodi. All of you are chayiv in my covet. Time with the kaz of Rachmana es shabzos tishmoru. So I would listen to you, if not for this pasuk, I would think that I do listen to my father. I would. My father tells me to go do an aveira, I would listen. Comes along the Torah, no, don't listen. But wait a minute. Halav hachi, if not for that, if not for this pasuk, havamina, I would think, tzaisalei, I should listen to my father. My father commands me, keep it of aim, I'll listen. Says the Gemara, Damai, why would I listen to my father? Hi, asei, Hashavas Aveda is an asei, the hi, los asei vasei, and becoming Tameh if you're a Kohen is a los asei and an asei. It's a los asei of not becoming Tameh, and it's an asei. What? Hi, asei is keep it up? A minute. Fine, that's an assay. Fine, good, that's an assay. And a Shavuot Aveda is a los assay and an assay. I'm sorry, you're right. And a Shavuot Aveda is a los assay and an assay. The los assay is don't turn away, and the assay is go return it. Lo assay assay v'dachi is los assay v'assay. An assay could never push that off. What was the Gemara thinking? It says the Gemara itzer. Here's what the Gemara was thinking. Sal kadai tachamina, I would have thought. Ho will sins. V'hukash kibud of aim l'kovod shal makom. That kibud of aim is compared to the kavod of Hashem. Shenemar kan, it says kavod savicha v'yatimecha, honor your father and your mother. Shenemar, and it says lahalom kavod Hashem mehoncha. It says in Mishlei kavod Hashem with your money. Hilkach, therefore l'tzayis lei. Therefore, I would have thought that you could listen to your father. Kamash Malan, Delo Lishmale. Don't listen to him. Okay? Ask the Tosfos HaRash, wait a minute. If Kibud Av Va'Em is compared to the Kavod of Hashem, then why should Kibud Av Va'Em win? They're equal. Why should Kibud Av Va'Em win? What kind of Havamin is that? I would think, since they're both a concept of Kavod, Kavod for your parents, Kavod for Hashem, therefore, I would say, you listen to your father. Kamash Mona, don't listen to him. If he tells you to do an Avera. Why would I think that? Why is it? They're both equal then. They both have an Indian of Kavod. Why does your father win over Hashem? Why? You hear that, Kasha? Decent question? No? Says the Tosfos HaRosh, because, in a way, Kibud Av Va'Em is better than Kavod of Hashem. Why is it better? Because the pasuk says that Kavod es Hashem mehoncha. You only have to honor Hashem if you have the means to do it. You have honcha, you have money. If you don't have the means to do it, you don't have to keep Kavod Hashem. You don't have money for a lulav, you don't have to buy one. What can I tell you? You don't have. You're poor. That's not a, what kind of patur is that for Kibud Av Va'Em? That's not a patur. Right? So in a way, Kibud Av Va'Em is better. Therefore, I would say Kibud Av Va'Em wins. That's the first answer that the Tosfos HaRosh gives. Tosfos HaRosh gives another answer that no, Kibud Av Va'Em is better. You know why? Because when you're mechabed your father, you're also being mechabed Hashem. You hear? When you're mechabed your father, Hashem also gets benefits from that. So your father includes both. Mechabed Hashem, what does that have to do with your father? The answer is nothing. Therefore, I would say Kibud Av Va'Em is better. There's more answers than that. Who is this? The Rabbeinu Peretz says that since they're equal, Taka, I can pick whichever one I want. And the Ridvas is unbelievable. Since these two mitzvos, the mitzvah of Tumah, we allow, there's a mitzvah of a Kohen Gadol become Tameh. But for his father, he is. For his father, we let him become Tameh. Right? And also, if by the same token, we also have such a concept of if a Zakein is not Lefi Kvodo, he doesn't have to go do the Aveda. So we see already, there are times where the mitzvahs don't have to be performed. So I would have said, maybe now my father is another, the father is another situation where if he tells me to do something, I would listen to him. Anyway, we find situations where mitzvahs don't have to be performed. So maybe my father tells me. It's another example. Okay. By the way, all the Rishonim ask, Tosfos asks, why do we pick a pasuk from Mishlei? It says, Kavod Hashem Yisrael Simecha, Kavod Hashem Mehoncha. A better pasuk. It says, Ish Ima Vavav Tira'u, fear your father and mother, as Hashem Malakecha Tira, fear Hashem. Why are we picking Kavod from Mishlei? I took him in the Torah. Both talk about fear and fear. And I would think that the fear of your father beats the fear of Hashem. Why don't we say that? So some say, because the Kavod's in the Yetzer HaDibros. Which we don't like saying that. We don't try to ever give the Yetzer HaDibros, put it on a higher plateau. That's what someone says. It's in the Yetzer HaDibros. Who said that? That is, the Ridva says that actually. The Ridva says, that's one shot. The Ridva says. Then the Ridva says the second shot. We just said before, the Ridva says the second shot, because since the whole Mishnah talks about when your father tells you, I don't want you going in there. Don't return the item. That's covered. That's not Yira. So since the we're talking about covered, we are consistent. Okay? Just one more question. Why on earth, so we know that you're not allowed to listen to your parents from where? What is the mitzvah of that if your parents tell you to do an Aveira, you don't listen to them? Where'd that come from? From Shabbos. Why Shabbos of all things? Shabbos, after all, we would have said, Shabbos is different. Shabbos is such a machmer. Why did the Torah pick Shabbos to teach me that halacha? Of all mitzvahs, why Shabbos? The Aruch Chaim asked that question. So the Aruch Chaim answers that because the Torah wanted you to know that the only father we're talking about is a father who keeps Shabbos too. If your father is a Rasha, you never have to listen to him. He doesn't keep Shabbos. You don't have to listen to your father. That's an unbelievable point. And another answer, so the Mitzvah Eitzin it says, because there's a Tanaz Elio says, that Kol HaMachabed Ovi V'Imo, if you honor your parents, Ein Chilul Shabbos Ba'al Yado. No Chilul Shabbos. It's like a Haftacha. Therefore, I would have thought, well, if my father tells me to I'm just keeping up the game. Keep on going. Come on, no. I'm going to tell. This is the one mitzvah that I'm going to point out. Don't listen to your father in this case. You listen to Shabbos. Okay. Next. So by the way, there's a shaila. What if your father tells you? What if your father calls you up? This was a shaila that was asked. What if your father calls you up and says, you know, I was reading the newspaper and I saw that coffee. I don't want you to drink coffee anymore. I asked you from drinking coffee. I heard it's unhealthy. You have to listen to him? What if your father calls you up and he says, you know what? I heard on the radio it's going to be a little cold today. I want you to wear a sweater today. He said, Dad, it's 95 degrees. No, I want you to wear a sweater. I command you to wear a sweater today. You have to listen to him? Now, those two cases are a little different because one's completely unreasonable and one is just his preference. Coffee, we can sit and argue all day long about it. But it's not so unreasonable that he said that. But by the sweater, it is unreasonable. Do you have to listen if it's unreasonable? And what if it's not unreasonable, but has nothing to do with his life? I want to drink coffee. Right? So those are shayles that come up. Kibbutz is a big topic. It's interesting shayles that come up. Right? Okay. Next. Mitzvah min HaTorah lifrok avolo liton. There's a mitzvah in the Torah to, again, prika means to take off the load off the animal. Te'ina means to help the owner put the load on the animal. So the Tanakhama said only one of them is a mitzvah. Nai avalo liton. What do you mean that te'in is not a mitzvah? Ilema avalo liton klal. It's not a mitzvah at all? That can't be pshat. Maishna prika tichziv azov ta azov imo. By prika it says help the guy. Te'ina nami hoksiv hokin tokim imo. Help the guy. What do you mean it's not a mitzvah? Tanakhama said it's not a mitzvah. How could that be? Ela mitzvah ben haTorah lifrok bechinam. It's a mitzvah from the Torah prika you have to do for free. Below liton bechinam, te'ina, putting it on, that you don't have to do for free. Ella bischar, that you have to get paid for. The guy calls you up, can you help me load up my animal? Yeah, fine, but I'm going to charge you. Fine, that you can do. Rav Shimon Omer, no. Af liton bechinam. Both of them are for free. Even liton, even te'ina is for free. Tanin de lo hatatan rabbanon, and this is consistent with the following brisa. Prika bechinam, te'ina bischar. Prika has to be done for free. Te'ina has to be done b'schar. Rav Shimon Omer, zev zev b'chinam. Both for free. My tamayhu derabbanon. What's the reasoning of derabbanon? These talk about Rav Shimon. Because if the Rav Shimon's correct, that they're both for free, then lichta rachmana te'ina, v'lo boy prika. The Torah only write one of them, and I'll know the other one. But amina, I'll know. Ma te'ina. Te'ina means putting on. Right? Putting on. Deles be tzar balechayim. There's no tzar balechayim putting on a load on an animal. We assume that if you're going to load up the animal and now it's bothering the animal, that's not tzar balechayim. Tzar balechayim means already crushed. It's already can't handle it. That's tzar balechayim. So when you put loading up an animal, there's no tzar balechayim, and for like a chesaron and kis, and there's no monetary loss, which we're going to modify that on the mabez. What do you mean? I can't go to work. I'm helping you. There is a monetary loss, but we're assuming now there's no monetary loss. Chayim biprika. Chayev, I'm sorry, you're still chayev. So prika, unloading an animal, is by tzar balechayim. Of course it's an issue of tzar balechayim. The animal can't handle it. And also, v'chesar and kis, and it's also wasting your time, so you can't work at that moment. Lo kolshkein, for sure it could be. Therefore, since the Torah wrote both, one must be for free and one you can get paid. Ella, Ella... Oh, okay. Then you have to hire somebody. Okay, fine. We're gonna change a little. Ella l'may hilchasa kisvi rachmana. Don't want to do the Torah write both. Lo malach to tell you. Prika b'chinam te'ina b'schar. Okay, one's for free, one you get paid. V'Rav Shimon my taima. Why does Shimon hold this? Why does Shimon hold this way? That's a very good taima, no? Why does Shimon hold this way? Because mishum d'lo mesai mikra. He couldn't figure out which pasuk said what. He didn't know which pasuk was talking about te'ina, which pasuk was talking about prika. He wasn't sure. Therefore, he said, you know what? They're both for free. Says the Gemara of Rabbi Banan, am I lo mesai mikra? The Rabbanan turns to Rabbi Shimon, what's the matter with you? You can't read a pasuk in Chumash? Hacha ksiv robeitz tachas maso. By, in Shemos, it says, robeitz tachas maso. That's talking about prika. And hasam in Devarim, in Parashas Kitzeitze, it says, ksiv noflim baderech. It's falling on the way. Diramu inhu umita'ainu ba'orcha. That it's loaded up on the way, which is mashma, which is talking about te'ina. Why'd you have a problem with that? So Rav Shimon will say, noflim baderech. You know what it means, falling on the way? Inhu utainuhu alavayhu mashma. It means that the load is on top of him. And it could be we're talking about the mitzvah of prika. Both cases, right. Not so clear. Therefore, we said they both have to be for free, because I'm not sure which one's which. Now, Amar Rava, says Rava, regardless of how you hold, midivrei shnehem, one rule we can get out of it is, tar nilman, tar balechayim doraisa. Tar balechayim is a doraisa. No matter how you hold about getting paid or not, tar balechayim is a doraisa. What's the source of tar balechayim is a doraisa? We're going to have an entire amid now. Sorry. We're going to have an entire amid now of tar balechayim being doraisa. We're never going to quote a makar. And Rav Asher Weiss has a piece which says there are 11 reasons why tzar bal chayim is doraisa. I'm going to give you a few of them right now. Rashi says that it's from the pasuk of Azov to Azov, not Rashi here. It's a Rashi in Shabbos. It says the makar of tzar bal chayim is Azov to Azov, help the animal. That's Rashi. The Chassam Sofer says, he has a kash on that Rashi. He says it's from the pasuk in Tehillim, V'rachamav al kol ma'asav. Harachmanos on Hashem's creations. The Ravid says that it's from the pasuk of Losachsam shor bedisho. Don't muzzle an animal, right? Tzal balechayim. The Rambam says in Moreh Nevuchim, the Rambam says that it's the makar for tzal balechayim is from Bilam. Bilam hitting the donkey. Donkey says, "What are you hitting me for?" But you don't hit animals for no reason. Tzal balechayim. The Rabbeinu Peretz says, Halacha Moshe Mitzinai. And the Radvad says that it's not a law of taka, it's an isser. Which isser, I'm not sure. But one thing the Chassam Sofer points out, that if there's no issue of tzar balechayim if you're using an animal, b'derech tashmisho. In other words, I'm allowed to ride an animal. That I'm allowed to do. That's not tzar balechayim. Says the Ramban, unbelievable line. If you want to tell me you're not allowed to use an animal, who matter shechita? How can you shecht an animal? There's no greater tzar than killing an animal. I'm allowed to shecht animals. What do you see? It's no tzar balechayim if it's normal use. Hashem, that's what the animals are in this world for us to enjoy, partly. Right? That's what they're there for. If you abuse them and torture them, that's already an aveira. But just time to use them? All right, I'm allowed to load up a normal load. That I'm allowed to do. That I'm allowed to do. Okay. Afil Reb Shimon, loka amar el mishum delo misay mikra. Even Reb Shimon, his only issue was he didn't know how to read the pasuk. Aval misay mikra, had he known how to read the pasuk, darshin and kal v'chomer. But if he knew how to read the pasuk, then darshin and kal v'chomer mishumai. Why? Lav mishum tzar balechayim darshinan. Wouldn't he have learned it for tzar balechayim? Obviously, yes. So what do you see? Even Reb Shimon holds tzar balechayim daraisa. Says the Gemara, no, delo mishum dika chesar and kiss. Maybe he would have learned the Kalva Chomer only on the issue of Chesaron Kis. V'achi Chomer. Ma Te'ina is less be Chesaron Kis. Te'ina has no Chesaron Kis. And Yechayiv, so Prika, this be Chesaron Kis. Well, Kolshkein, for sure. Says the Gemara, V'chi Te'ina ain't ba Chesaron Kis? But Te'ina has no monetary loss? Milo Eskin, aren't we talking about the Adahachi V'achi Batal Mishuke? That while you're helping, you can't go to the market. You can't have Parnassa. Inami or Asugan Vishakli Kama Dikabade. The bandits are gonna come. You're down the road helping the guy, the bandit, and you left your thing all exposed. Of course it's a Chesaron Kis. Therefore, the Kal V'chomer has to be on both. And what do you see? Tzar Bal Chaim is a Doraisa. Teda. We're gonna have the whole Amid now trying to prove it Tzar Bal Chaim is a Doraisa. We're not going to prove. We'll see. Teda, I'll prove to you that Tzar Bal Chaim is Doraisa. I'll prove to you that Tzar Bal Chaim is a Doraisa. Why? Diktani Seifa, could have said in the Seifa of our Mishnah, Rabbi Yitzchak Gluli Omer, Rabbi Yitzchak Gluli said, Im Haya Olav Yasser Al Masai Ein Zakaklo. If the load is too big, the guy walks over, can you help me load my animal? Said, what are you doing to this animal? You're crazy. I don't have to help you. You're torturing the animal. Shenemar, Tachas Maso, Masai Shiacha Lamadva. It's a normal load. A load that the animal can withstand. If it's too much, you have no chiyuv to help. Michlal, what do you see from here? Tanakama didn't hold like that. Tanakama savar, zakaklo. You have to help. It's too much. You still have to help. Lav mishum my taima, lav mishum tzar balechayim daraisa. Isn't it? Well, don't you see from here that he holds it to the daraisa? Says the Gemara, no. Dilma b'tachas maso peligi. Maybe they're arguing on the issue of the load. The Rebbe Yossi savar, dashin and tachas maso, maso shechad lamadbo. That he learns that out of a pasuk. Only loads that are normal. For Rabbanan Tzavri, lo dashin and tachas maso, not necessarily true. I don't hold from that drasha, but it's not a, we're not taking a stand on the issue of Tzar Balechayim. The Gemara tries again. Teida, I'll bring you another raya. The Tzar Balechayim is lav doraisa. Tzar Balechayim is not doraisa. The Tani, because it says, the Tani Reisha, it said in the Reisha, Halach v'yashav lo, if the owner says, I'm going to sit down over here under the tree and go take a nap, the, and va'ama lo ho'il, v'alecha mitzvah liprok, prok. You go do the work. What's the halacha? Pater. Why? Shenemar imo. Right? It says imo. Now wait a minute. If you talk about the Tzar Balechayim is doraisa, if it's Doraisa, so Mali, if you Lamari Behedya, Mali less than Bahari Behedya. Lamari Behedya. What's the difference if the owner's there or not? What's the difference if he's there? If you have a mitzvah to Tzar Balechayim, what's the difference if the owner's being a jerk, not wanting to help? What's the difference? Right? What's the difference? Says the Gemara, L'olam Tzar Balechayim Doraisa. Really, I could tell you Tzar Balechayim is Doraisa. Misavarta, Pater Lagamri? Right? You mean to tell me he's putter, he's completely putter? Right? Dilma, maybe. Putter b'chinam, v'chayev v'schar. He's not putter. But now he can demand to be paid. You don't want to help me? You want to sit there and go to sleep? Fine, I'll do it, but now you have to pay me. V'hachik amar rachmana. Here's what the Torah says. Ki yisal amari v'gavei, when the owner's there, avid gavei b'chinam. Then you have to help for free. V'chi les amari v'gavei, and if the owner's not there, then avid gavei b'schar. Really, you have to do b'tzchar, ul'olam tal balechayim doraisa. And tal balechayim could be doraisa. Simon behemas behemas ohev sone ravton. Lema mesayale. Let's try to bring another raya. That what? The tal balechayim is doraisa. Behemas ohev kochavim. Let's say it's a behema that belongs to a guy. Metapel ba ki behemas Yisrael. You have to be busy with it just like it's a behemas Yisrael. If Tzar Balechayim is Doraisa, Mishum Hachim Metapel Ki Behemas Yisrael, then it has to be busy with it just like a Jew's. Ella, if Tzar Balechayim is Lav Doraisa, if Tzar Balechayim is not Doraisa, am I Metapel Ki Behemas Yisrael? Why do I have to be busy with it? Why? It's not Tzar Balechayim. I don't have to be the guy's animal. The answer is no. Hasim Mishum Eva. We don't want the guy to get angry. Right? We don't want a society like that. Right, you say hello to the guy just like you say hello to a Jew. You help the guy just like you help a Jew. Right, the Ritva says. But even if Tzar Balechayim is a Doraisa, doesn't it say we many times we have a din that the issue doesn't apply to Goyim? Right. Fine. Iyam Rishlam Alav Doraisa. If you want to tell me it's not Doraisa. I skipped the line. Hakadai Mistabra. That even makes sense. Why? Diktani. Im Haisa to Una Yayin Asur. If he was carrying Asur wine, Ein Zakakla. You don't have to help him then. Iyam Bishloma. Iyam Bishloma Lav Doraisa. If it's not Doraisa, Bisham Haki Ein Zakakla. That's why you're not going to help. El Iyam Doraisa. Am I Ein Zakakla? The Doraisa of Tzar Balechayim pushes off the Durabanan of Yayin Esech. No question about that. So the Gemara says, no. Haki Ka Amar. Ula te'ina, yayin asr, ain't zakakla. For te'ina, for yayin asr, you don't have to help. But if it would be Tzar Balechayim, you certainly would have to help. Ain't a chanami. Tashma, let's try to bring another raya. Behemoth over kochavim. Let's say the behemoth belongs to a guy. Umasai Yisrael. And the masai, the load, belongs to the Jew. Says the Gemara, the pasuk says, vichadalta. You're allowed to refrain. V'yamr Tzar Balechayim doraisa. But if Tzar Balechayim is a doraisa, am I chadalta? Why could you refrain? As of Tazami Boyle. You have to help the guy. No? So says the Gemara, L'olam, Tzar Balechayim is Doraisa. Really, Tzar Balechayim is a Doraisa. Hasam, over there, Bitteina. We're talking about putting it on. So there's no Tzar Balechayim. Ihachi, Ema Seifa. Look at the Seifa of that Praisa. Behemas Yisrael. If the Behema belongs to Yisrael, Umasai, Ovid Kochavim, and the load belongs to a guy, as of Tazam, you have to help. The E, Bitteina. And if we're talking about putting on, am I Azov Tazov? Right? Why aren't you helping? I'm sorry. Am I Azov Tazov? Why are you helping? There's no chiyuv to help. So the Gemara answers, you're right, Mishum Tzar Yisrael, because of the Tzar of the Jew, his animals being damaged. So the Gemara says, Ihoch Afilu Reisha Nami. Then the Reisha also should be the same case. Says the Gemara, no, Reisha Bechamar Obi Kochavim. The Reisha, the driver, is also a goy. Seifa b'chamor Yisrael. And the Seifa, the driver, is a Jew. Says the Gemara, Mai Pasakta. Why do you say that? What drove you to say that? Says the Gemara, Stama de Milsa. Normal case is, Inish Basar Chamri Azal. Right? The driver follows the owner. The owner's a Jew, the driver's a Jew. If the owner's a guy, the driver's a guy. The load, the load could be different. So there's the Gemara, V'chadalta v'azov tazov b'frikahu d'ksivi. I, the word v'chadalta and azov tazov are said by prika. Prika is taking off. Amalei hamani rosag lilihi. That has to be rosag lilihi. Dama who says, sar b'lechayim with lav d'oraisa. He for sure holds it's not d'oraisa. But we don't have to hold like that. Tashma, let's try again. Listen to this Gemara. Ohev lifrok v'sone litone. You have your friend comes and he needs help, and your enemy comes and he needs help. Who do you do first? Who goes first? Mitzvah b'sone. The mitzvah is to help the guy first. Why? Why do you help the guy you hate first? What? That's the Gemara. K'dei lichof es yitzro. To work on your Yetzirah. Amazing line, no? To work on the Yetzirah. Says Tosfos, but wait a minute. How could you hate somebody? How could you hate somebody? Torah says, you're not allowed to hate anybody. So the Gemara says, we're talking about a guy you're allowed to hate. That guy's a Russia. You're allowed to hate the guy. So if you're allowed to hate the guy, what do you mean? Can you lift off his Yitzro? What does that mean? Huh? You're allowed to hate the guy. So what do we kind of Yetzirah? I'm allowed to hate him. Right? What? The answer is yes. I'm allowed to hate him. I'm allowed to hate him. But he's not allowed to hate me. But if I hate him, he'll hate me. Right? I'm allowed to hate him. He's a Russia. But he's not allowed to hate me. But if I hate him, what? It's good. But if I hate him, no, it is. If I hate him, he'll hate me back. So therefore, I have to go out of my way to help him so he shouldn't hate me. It is. That's what Tosa says in Psachim. V'talkadayta sabrechayim doraisa. If sabrechayim is doraisa, ha'adifle. That's, isn't that better? Isn't Prika better? It's Doraisa. No. Afilo hachi kedilichla v'yitro adif. That's still better. Amazing line, no? Tashma, one more line. Tonish amru, Tony Yisrael v'lo Tony over the kachavim. We're talking about a Jew that you hate, not a goy. E amri p'vata b'lachayim Doraisa, mali Tony Yisrael, mali Tony over kachavim. Then what's the difference? What's the difference if it's a Jew or a goy? Says the Gemara, mi sevarta asone de krakoi. We think we're talking about the sona of the pasuk. That's talking about a Jew who you're allowed to hate? No! So, asone demasnisen koi. The Mishnah doesn't mean that kind of person that you hate. The Mishnah means anybody, and then it could be even a guy. Okay? So we'll stop over here, and we will pick up tomorrow.